Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host Nicole Rose from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast. I'm so sorry it's been so long again without an episode, and it's just been the same reasons as before of just having limited childcare and kind of time and space to prioritize the podcast. Obviously, everything is fucking horrific in the world. Kind of organizing and prisoner support stuff's been taking a kind of priority in my nap times with Lee, my little one. And yeah, it's so hard to even be putting out content about anything other than what's happening in Gaza and Sudan and everywhere else. And just, yeah. Anyway, I know that people listening are probably, you know, engaged in mutual aid work and organizing and fighting this kind of horror in the world. So I'm just grateful for you, for people who are doing like more active frontline things. It's been very frustrating, like not having childcare support and kind of, yeah, I was normally always the person doing all the things, do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's been difficult just focusing on the baby, but I also recognize the importance of, you know, care work and loving other humans and looking after little ones. And I definitely don't want to devalue the importance of mothering and parenting, because parenting is super political. Anyway, I've been looking after my bubs. I also taught 2 practical medicine making courses, which were just amazing. Like, the groups of people who came were just amazing humans. I still miss them and just wish I could turn the land that my stepdad owns here into just like a huge collective site with all the fucking queer babes living in vehicles and everything else here. That would be my dream one day. I've mostly been teaching the courses, and obviously we had this big mobile herbal clinic fundraiser, which went super well. I'm so, so sorry if you've ordered from the US. There's just been a lot of delays with the printers and kind of miscommunications with the printers, and me just being a bottleneck, like, you know, not being able to move money because I couldn't get on my computer because of Lee and blah, blah, blah. So I'm really, really sorry, but you should have hopefully received your items by the time you've listened to this, and folks in the UK will have definitely received theirs back in June. If you haven't, definitely let me know, because we're going to start selling the leftovers, if that makes sense, at various like events and things over the summer. So yeah, this is series 5, and I'm going to be focusing on herbal support through repression. I'm going to be sharing more sort of solo episodes again. So I'm going to be reading some things from the Herbalism State Violence book about defendant support, and going into more depth about things like my herbal care packages and court support packs and herbal court solidarity. What does that look like? And yeah, just, yeah, hopefully deep diving into some of the herbs as well. I'm so excited to be back doing interviews. I'm hoping in September to start reaching out to people to do interviews. I'm just so fucking excited. Like, I'm so bored of my own voice and doing so, even, you know, solo episodes are kind of great in the sense they're easier, but there's just so many amazing people and projects that I'm so desperate to interview and amplify and learn from. So yeah, I'm really excited to be getting stuck into that come September. But in this episode, I wanted to share all about the Hawthorne program. So this is a new program I'm launching for people experiencing state repression. And I'll stop talking about it now because I've just recorded the whole sales page. Well, sales page, information page. I'm not really selling it. It's like a kind of free solidarity offering. But yeah, please take a listen, and yeah, please apply. I'll put the deadline for applications in the show notes. And yeah, thank you for listening. I'm not sure when I'll be able to publish this, but all through July, I've been selling my ebooks on my website and sending it to a family in Gaza, the Hatim family. So if you, yeah, I'm hoping I can get this out today, but if I don't, then that's where the funds have been going. We've raised nearly £500 so far. But yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't get an episode out sharing that sooner. People that, you know, are on my newsletter and Instagram and stuff will have seen that. Anyway, okay. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And here is all about the Hawthorne program. Okay, take care. Hawthorne, a 3-month program of collective care, herbal solidarity for people experiencing repression. So yeah, so it's a program for people experiencing state repression because of their work towards liberation. So whether you're awaiting trial, facing prison, or carrying the weight of state repression, this space is here to hold you. And I really believe that no one should have to navigate repression alone. So over 3 months, we'll build like a container of collective care and herbal support grounded in the amazing heart tendon medicine of Hawthorne. So you'll receive plant medicines made for you by myself, and we'll also have group calls and pre-recorded content. And then, yeah, just this general feeling of community connection, which I'll dive into a bit more in this episode. But yeah, why Hawthorne? So if you're not familiar with Hawthorne, it's a really stunning tree that grows literally everywhere where I live in the southwest England. And yeah, it gives us medicine in the form of flowers and berries, as well as just its presence. But yeah, it really has an affinity with the cardiovascular system and can tend the nervous system through its like gentle, relaxant action. And yeah, aids recovery from burnout on multiple levels. And at the beginning of the program, I'll share like a real deep dive into Hawthorne's medicinal properties. And yeah, I think maybe I have an episode all about Hawthorne. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't actually. That needs to happen. But yeah, it's a really, really amazing tree that is like probably one of my most worked with medicines, and sort of like energetically, emotionally, like Hawthorne offers support to grieving and distressed hearts, bringing comfort in times of loneliness, loss, and isolation that all too commonly accompany repression. So why this program? So in all honesty, I am creating an offering that I would have cherished during the wave of repression I experienced. There was little to no collective care during what were some of the most isolating and exhausting years of my life. And the uncertainty, life disruption, fear, and feelings of betrayal by comrades like really took their toll on my nervous system and health. And it was finding plant medicines in prison that gave me a path out of the maze. And now I'm really passionate about supporting others surviving state violence to heal from trauma and find strength from our non-human kin. Okay, so when does it start? So it starts in September this year, 2025, for 3 months. There is a bit of stuff beforehand, so I'll be trying to meet with everyone one-to-one to give them a bit of like a kind of bespoke call. I had a fantasy of just sharing an intake form and that being maybe enough, but I think, yeah, people have got just complex health conditions, and I just want to connect with people one-to-one, so I'm going to be doing that. But yeah, it's going to be in September when we sort of like formally start having group calls and create a group chat so we can get to know each other. And then yeah, I'll share the various bits of content for people to watch and interact with. And yeah, I'll be posting herbal medicines out to people like through the program. Okay, so who is it for? So yeah, it's really designed for people who have experienced or are currently experiencing state repression because of their work towards collective liberation. So for example, that may include people with pending legal cases, prison abolitionists, anarchists, anti-fascists, other people targeted by the police or the courts. And yeah, individuals living with the physical and emotional aftermath of repression. And we're just going to be a little group of 6 to 9 people, which I'm really excited about. So yeah, what's included? So there's like herbal support for your nervous system and your whole body. So because, you know, like we say nervous system, nervous system, nervous system, but it's like everything's connected, right? Like it's all of you in your beautiful complexity. So that will look different to different people, but it will be a mix of teas, tinctures, which might not be appropriate for everyone, or glycerides. So tinctures are like herbal medicine with alcohol, and glycerides are herbal medicine with glycerin. And yeah, these remedies will be sent to you like throughout the program. And, you know, they're kind of like, we've only got 3 months together, right? So we're really going to be focusing on our sort of stress response and our sleep, and yeah, a bit of digestive support, and all of that will hopefully be supporting our immune systems. So yeah, so there's going to be fortnightly calls, group calls, offering connection, education, herbal guidance, and collective care. So these will be really like gentle, like non-medical spaces. We're going to be checking in with each other, seeing how we're feeling, like navigating the repression that we're experiencing. And yeah, just like talking about the plant medicines that we're working with and, you know, oh, I tried this and this really helped, or this didn't really help, or I took this and it made me cry, or like, you know, whatever, like just your experiences of herbs basically. And then just between calls, we'll communicate via a group like on Signal. And, you know, we'll talk at the beginning of the program of like, what does that look like and what our sort of boundaries are around the group chat, stuff like that. And then, yeah, I'll be sharing like pre-recorded content that I've made about different herbal things and nervous system care and sort of other tools that people can work through in their own time. I really don't want to overwhelm people. So a lot of that content's going to be like completely optional of like whenever you've got the spoons to interact with it. Okay, so yeah, I'm just going through the course page, I'll just read what I've written here about myself and the Solidarity Apothecary in case you are new to the podcast. And if you are, then welcome. So yeah, about the Solidarity Apothecary. So the mission of the Solidarity Apothecary is to materially support revolutionary struggles and communities with plant medicines to strengthen collective autonomy, self-defense and resilience to climate change, capitalism and state violence. So yeah, that involves distributing herbal medicines to people experiencing state violence and repression, such as prisoners, ex-prisoners, refugees and organizers. I also offer one-to-one herbal support. I'm going to be like relaunching my one-to-one clinic this autumn, which I'm excited about. And I run courses and have different online courses and workshops. And I work with a separate project called the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais, where we have a clinic for refugees on the border with France and England in Calais. So yeah, about me. So I'm Nicole Rose, she, her. I'm an anarchist organizer and herbalist based in the West Country of England. I live about an hour and a half south of Bristol. And I've been studying herbal medicine for over 16 years, I realized. And I completed a four-year clinical training with the Plant Medicine School in Ireland. And yeah, I went through a decade of state repression at a young age, culminating in a 3.5-year prison sentence. So I think I talk about it on one of the other episodes, but yeah, basically was involved in a campaign trying to close down an animal testing company. And we just experienced like fucking gnarly amounts of repression and police targeting, like house raids, arrests, being remanded, infiltration, like all the things, and had lots of like screwed up bail conditions and license conditions. And yeah, I was literally like 18, 19 when, well, I'd already been involved in the campaign a long time since I was like 10, but I was 21 when I went to prison basically. So it was very formative, and I've spent the last 20 years, I'm 37 now. And since I was 16 years old, I've been supporting people in prison when my first boyfriend got sent to prison. So yeah, it's over two decades of prisoner support and anti-repression work. And yeah, I just founded the Apothecary to focus on supporting people going through what I was experiencing, and obviously people experiencing other forms of state violence with herbalism, because that's my passion. So yeah, a little bit about the program accessibility, and then I'm going to go through some of the commonly asked questions. So yeah. Pre-recorded content, so the videos will have closed captions, there'll be downloadable audio files and slides, as well as transcripts. We're gonna host the group calls probably on Jitsi, but we'll just decide as a group what tech feels accessible to people. And you know, maybe we will record them and maybe we won't. I think it's really based on everyone's like needs and desires and their, you know, legal context and stuff. But for example, if lots of people are struggling to participate live because of chronic illness or childcare or other things, then we may need to enable like a recorded option. But yeah, I'm trying to like do this as more of a like non-hierarchical offering, where obviously I'm like the herbalist and I'm the facilitator and I'm organizing this, but I want the group to be like really designing it and making decisions together of like, you know, what can make it accessible for people in a supportive space. Yeah, and we'll set guidelines on like our group chat of, you know, what can we do to share information and support each other and enable collective care, but also prevent like information overwhelm, because I'm sure everyone's in too many group chats. Yeah, and medicines. So I will be doing everything bespoke, which is a lot of work for me, but I just, herbalism is so hard to do in any sort of non-individualistic way, because every person's body and their health and their nervous system and their medications and everything else is so different. But there will be like certain medicines that hopefully everyone can take, like a hawthorn berry glycerite or a hawthorn flower tea, that we can then kind of check in about together. So applications are open now. I need to decide when to close them, but I've told people that I'm going to let people know this second week of August. And it is one of those funny weeks, funny months where there's, I'll probably try and let people know by like the 13th of August. So if you can get your application in ASAP, I'd really, really appreciate it. I will finalize those dates and put them in the show notes in case I've changed my mind by the time I edit this. But yeah, I just think it's good for people to know sooner rather than later. Okay, so some commonly asked questions. Where can people apply from? So I'm really sorry, but it is really just eligible for people from England, Wales, Scotland, and the north of Ireland. I've had terrible experiences trying to post medicines to mainland Europe or the US and things getting stuck in customs. And it's not so much the cost. It's more like it really takes me ages to prepare people's packages, like to do a bespoke like formulation and then, you know, write the label and go to the post office. And then maybe if something gets lost, I've like run out of that particular herb. So then I have to like batch make a bunch of glycerite or something. And it's just a nightmare. I just can't, I can't do it anymore. So I'm just saying, like, just for people from this context, is amazing. But hopefully in the future we could like find ways around that and support people more internationally. What kind of herbal support will I receive? I think I've covered this already, but I'll just read this again. So it really will be prepared based on your needs, with the kind of goal of the program to support your nervous system health, sleep quality, and digestion while contending with the chronic stress that repression can generate. And I'll prepare unique medicines for you, likely in the form of tinctures, glycerites, and teas. And what I can't make myself will be purchased from trusted suppliers, depending on the needs of the group. So in our like intake kind of process, you know, there might be herbs that I think would be very nourishing and supportive for you that I maybe don't grow or harvest here because I don't have the space for it or something. We'll figure that out. But most things I will have made myself because that's how I roll. It's just a bit harder with the BAB. Okay, this is an important question. So I'm nervous of being in a group of strangers, especially due to my experiences of repression. So after a decade of repression myself, like, I really understand this, and I think this will be one of the challenges of the space. You're really welcome to participate using like a pseudonym. At the beginning of the program, we'll create some group guidelines together to help ensure it's as nourishing as possible. So, you know, we'll talk about things like confidentiality and boundaries. I don't want there to be any pressure for people to disclose like any legal information about their case. You can introduce yourself like however you want. The group calls are like this opportunity to reflect on the pre-recorded materials and share your experiences of plant medicine. I'm trying not to create a space where everyone's just like re-traumatizing each other and having even more people to support. Like, I want it to be supportive for you and to feel like a little safe sanctuary amidst a lot of uncertainty and stress. We'll talk about all of this together. So when does it start? So like I've said, the applications are open at the moment and I'll be processing them with a plan to start in the beginning of September. And we'll have a Signal app. How do I do in the program? So yeah, put your details through the online form. You can find that link on the course page. I'll also put it in the show notes. What time will the calls be? So they'll be organized during like daytime windows. I've got a 15-month-old baby who's like the best thing ever and just bundle of joy. And we're trying to transition him to nursery at the moment, like just a couple of mornings a week. So yeah, I'm not available in the evenings. So to participate in the program, you need to be someone that can join a call like in the morning, for example, or the afternoon. We'll try and choose them for when the group can participate. What if I can't attend the live calls? So yeah, if everyone agrees, we'll record the calls. And if not, there's this other content that you can interact with. we're just going to have to see how it goes. Like, maybe we'll do a second call or something like that for people who've missed it. I'm really aware that like organizer types have like very little time and unpredictable schedules. But I just, yeah, we can just do our best. So how much does the program cost? So at the moment, it's just like completely via donation. So I pay for everything I do with the Solidarity Apothecary through course sales, things like the Herbalism PTSD and Traumatic Stress course, and my book sales and people donating, which is amazing. So thank you if you've ever donated to the project. So basically, like, I'm trying to cover the cost of this offering myself, like through the Solidarity Apothecary. And what I'm going to be doing, because I'm a nerd, is I'm going to be really tracking my hours, tracking how much the medicine costs, so that I can know with accuracy how, like, energetically and kind of economically demanding this program is, so that if I run it again, I can know, right, I'll need to charge this amount, or I'll need to fundraise this amount to cover this amount of time. So really, this is like a kind of prototype experiment, if that makes sense, where I'm just kind of, yeah, seeing how, you know, I'm hoping I can do it in sort of boundaried ways, but we'll just see. I'll just see how much time and energy and money it all takes. Okay. But yeah, any donations are really welcome. Like, if anyone on the course has a lot of, you know, economic resources or privilege or financial resources in their campaign, for example, that could cover a donation, that would be amazing. Okay, I have a lot of complex and chronic health issues. Is this program appropriate for me? Yes and no. So chronic illness can be incredibly isolating, and a group environment will hopefully be nourishing and strengthening. However, we may need to organize additional calls to explore your health history in more depth to ensure safety and appropriateness of herbal medicines. And this is obviously dependent on my availability because of caring for my little one. But yeah, I think basically, like, you're going to have different goals. Like, if you're struggling with a really long-term chronic illness, then you're going to have different goals to someone else. Like, maybe your goals are just to have to take your pain, do your daily pain scale from 10 to an 8. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's to be able to sleep 5 hours rather than 2 hours, like, whereas someone else's goal might be to sleep 9 hours a night. I think, yeah, we just have to be realistic about that sort of time frame. Like, I know from life experience of chronic illness and supporting other people that it can take a long time to shift how you're feeling. And obviously, I don't want to have this like ableist healthism perspective of like every process in the body is somehow like quote unquote curable or fixable, because it's definitely not. Like, so yeah, I'm just saying that, like, if you're coming to this space with like existing health challenges, then it's not like bang, 3 months and like they're all gone. Do you know what I mean? It's, yeah, maybe we can continue working together one to one, for example. Unfortunately, at the end of this program, I've got a 3-week inquest for my best friend who killed himself in prison. So at the end of November. So I'm a bit nervous if I'm offering longer term support that I might like drop out a little bit, but I'll communicate that with all the people in the program. Yeah, I'll just make sure people are sort of stocked up with what they need before I go into this horrible court case. Okay, so how do I know if this program is right for me? So if you're currently experiencing or have experienced the impacts of state repression in your organizing work, and you're seeking collective care and herbal support for resilience, then this program is really designed for you. And it's especially those for people who feel isolated or alone in their experiences with legal systems, police or incarceration. And if you're unsure, like, please just get in touch. My email's info@solidarityapothecary.org. Oh, and that was the last question. All right. So I'll put a link to the program in the show notes. Please, please, please apply. If you're not sure that it's right for you, then there's no harm in filling in the form, because at least we'll have some contact. Does that make sense? And it might be, you know, that not everyone, because I've already had like more applications and spaces already, but it might be that like a second offering might develop. For example, people who are struggling with repression from, you know, from like the DWP or because of disabilities, for example, like, or it might be we focus on developing a program that is like explicitly around like burnout, or explicitly around like resisting the genocide in Gaza, or do you know what I mean? I'm just saying that, like, please communicate where you're at, and then we can just go from there. And yeah, I'm just trying to reach people who are experiencing repression and struggling and in the kind of eye of the storm, so to speak. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. I will put their deadline for applications in the show notes. Please share it with anyone you think could be interested. And yeah, thank you for listening. Okay, take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.